This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Daf Samach Hei Amid Aleph. Daf Samach Hei Amid Aleph. Tani, we learned in a braisa, Hamudar Hanamei Chaviroi. One who made a neder that he can't get Hanah from his friend. One who is asur to get Hanah from his friend through a neder. Ein matirin loy ela b'fanav. We cannot permit his neder only in the presence of the person he can't get Hanah from. The Ran brings two opinions. It's only one opinion is it's only when the neder is needed for his friend. Like Moshe made a neder for Yisroel's benefit to stay with him, or Tzidkiyahu made a neder that he's not going to reveal information about Nebuchadnezzar. So then we need to you need to do it in their presence so that they're not ashamed. And but if it was shaloi letzara chaveroi, if it's even shaloi b'fanav. Others say that it's because of chshad, that if he's not there, then the friend doesn't know. If you're neder from him, he's going to suspect you're over on the neder.
Why doesn't this simply answer the terrors of why Moshe had to go to Yisrael? Even though Hashem was the father of the neder, he had to go to
Yisrael. Avi, what would you say to that? Yeah, we were discussing that. Is that an answer? So what do you want to answer, Asi?
Yeah, so that's why he went to Yisrael, just to inform him that he was leaving, because Hashem matered the neder, but he had to inform Yisrael, otherwise Yisrael wouldn't know that Hashem matered the neder.
So actually, one thing we pointed out, we were just discussing this before the shir started, that it's actually in the psukim, I think the other way around. I think first Moshe went to Yisroi, and only then Hashem was matter.
But also the nature of the request from the if he was going to be informed, he wouldn't have had to ask. He would have just had informed, not necessarily. He would say that he asked him to for permission. So that's not really.
Well, still, it's a bit derech eretz. It's his father-in-law. I mean, there's
right.
Many
yeah.
Reasons why he would use such a lashon.
Yesh ledaber, yeah. Good point. Okay. Mino ani mili, where do we learn this from? Amar of Nachman. Dechsiv, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, B'midyan, Lech shuv Mitzrayim, go return to Egypt. Kimesu kol anoshim. Go return to Egypt. Amar loy, so Hashem saying to Moshe, B'midyan adarta, Lech vahater nidrucha B'midyan. You made a neder in Midian. Go and permit your neder in Midian. Tchsiv, like the pasuk says, Vayoyal Moshe. And Moshe swore, Ein Allah Ela Shvua. Tchsiv, Vayavei Oisa Be'Allah. And he brought him into a Shvua. V'gam Bamelech Nebuchadnezzar Morad. And also against King Nebuchadnezzar, he rebelled Asher Hishbioi Beilekim, who made him swear by Hashem. So it says, Be'Allah, what does Be'Allah mean? It means a Shvua. So too, Vayoyo Moshe, Moshe swore. So Hashem said, since you swore to Yisrael, so you need to be Matarit to go to Yisrael. So regarding the question of why did Moshe, it still doesn't fully answer the question. Again, the question really is, if the Shvu is I won't leave without permission, he got permission. Once that's the case, then, you know, we don't need a heter. In any event, what exactly does the pasuk mean that Tzidkiyahu rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar? Tzidkiyahu was one of the last of the Malchei Yisrael. And the pasuk says, in what way did Tzidkiyahu rebel against Nebuchadnezzar? Ashkechei Tzidkiyahu Nebuchadnezzar d'havka achal arnav v'chaya. Tzidkiyahu found Nebuchadnezzar eating alive. You know, it's colloquially translated as rabbit, but probably more correctly, a hare. Amarle. So Nebuchadnezzar said to Tzidkio, Ishtabali dolei megalasi lavei v'loi tepik milsa. Swear to me that you're not going to reveal this, so the matter doesn't go, doesn't get out. Ishtaba, and so Tzidkio swore, L'soif haba kamit star Tzidkio begufai. Tzidkio couldn't contain it anymore. It was eating him up that he wasn't saying anything. Itshel ashwase, so he requested that his shvua be matered. The Amar, and then he could talk about what Nebuchadnezzar did. So Shama Nebuchadnezzar to come a vazenle. Nebuchadnezzar heard people were shaming him. Shalach v'aisi Sanhedrin. So what did Nebuchadnezzar do? He sent and he brought the Sanhedrin. V'tzidkiyahu. And they also brought Tzidkiyahu, Amar Lahain. So he said to the Sanhedrin, Chazis and Maikah of Tzidkiyahu. Did you see what Tzidkiyahu did? Lav hachi ishtaba b'shma d'shmaya del megalia? Didn't he swear in the name of Hashem, in the name of the Shemayim, that he wouldn't reveal it? So Amrile, they said to Nebuchadnezzar, Itshali ha-shvua asa. He matered the shvua. Amar lahu, mishtalin ha-shvua asa? A person could just be matter the shua. Amrile, they said, in, yeah. Amrilu, he said, befanav afilu shalai befanav. Only in the presence of the one who he swore to, even in his presence. Amrile befanav. So the rabbi said, no, only in this presence. Va'atun ma, now obviously, the question, well, then how could they matter it? Amrilahoyin, he said to them, va'atun ma yavdisun, so what did you do? My time alay amritun litzidkia. Why didn't you tell Tzidkia that he could only do it if I'm around? So miyad yeshvu la'aretz yidmu zikne bas tzion. They sat on the floor. They were silent. The elders of the daughters of Zion. Yeshvu la'aretz yidmu zikne bas tzion. That's an echa. Am Rabbi Yitzchak Shashamtu Karmi Tachtem. They slipped out the blankets from underneath them. So this din that you could only be mater a neder befun of, apparently these Sanhedrin allowed Tzidkio to be matered even shaloi befun of. So does that mean b'diavad, if you're a matar shaloi b'fanav, it works? It seems like this shows that b'diavad, it works. If you look in the Ran, he says, Miu hecha sheitiru shaloi midati isharu nidre eloi tzricha iyuna. So maybe he said the Ram wants to bring a raya. Shema mina dafila hanos chaveroi kol shetiru b'diavad muter. V'hachinami midashori le Sanhedrin. This is the first wide line in the Ram. Let's see. Kyo v'afila b'diavad ain't a muter. Hey chaver shori le let's see. Kyo legula milsa mashma diavad shori. So the Ram says, okay, very good. B'diavad, it's permitted, but the Sanhedrin did it for tzidkio lechatchila. V'chitei ma'akati kasha denihid b'diavad shori lechatchila miu aser. You could say that for a Dvar Mitzvah, since Tzidkio was Mitztayer B'Yoyser, when he couldn't be Megalit, and it was causing him to lose out, Melech HaShamayim, so under the circumstances, the Sanhedrin mattered it even L'Chadchila. Okay, so next Mishnah. Ramei Roimer, Yesh Dvarim Shehin B'Noilad V'Einon B'Noilad. Sorry, Yeshtorm Shaheen Kin Noilad Ve'inan Kino. There are some things that are like Noilad, but they're not. Now, there's a Shiloh with their Matar Benoilad, because maybe since it's infrequent, the person would have made the nether even if he would have known about the possibility. But there are certain things, they're like something that is born, that is new, but they're not. And therefore, they... They're a way to be matter the nether, but ain't chachamim moedim lo. The chachamim don't agree with that. Let's see the Ran. Yesh ram shein kenov ein gnod. Lefi shehu ketoyla nidroi bedavar. Dekiven de amar shavia ra mashma kozman shavia ra ulfika shemesa yasa tshuva shari. We're going to see what this means. Kate said, Amar koinam shani noises plainis. I asked her to marry Plainus. You know why? Shavia Ra, her father is bad. Amrulai, they said, so what? Mace, he died. Aisha asa tshuva. Or he did tshuva. Right? We just had that Misa is Noilad. Because that's the raya we brought. Shepoischim and Noilad, as Hashem told Moshe, that the people who wanted to kill you, they died. Aisha asa tshuva. I asked her this house that I'm entering. There's a bad dog in it. There's a snake in it. They said to him, the dog died. Or the snake was killed. It's like something that's developed, but it's not. Meaning, it's a valid way of being matter and eder, but ve'en chachamim moedim lo. The chachamim say no, it's not any different than noilad. Look in the Ran. So the Ran explained why is it not like noilad? Because it's almost like you hinged the nether on it. You said, I only want it to be a nether because the father is bad. If for whatever reason he's not in the picture or he's not bad, it's okay. So that's better. It's like you made the whole nether dependent on it. I guess. Let's see what the Gemara says here. Kainam shani nichnas l'bayezeh. I asked her that I'm going to enter this house because shekav rav meis noiladhu. Says Gemara, meis noiladhu. What do you mean this is like noilad? This is noilad. Meis is a classic case of noilad. Am ravuna nasa ketoyle nidroi bedavar. Says the Ra Naskata Nidra Badavar Kidaprecious Mishem Hachishari Afilu Beloy Shelas Chacham. You don't even need a Chacham to matter it. So Yeshem, they're like Noilad, but they're not. Meaning, not only would everyone agree that it's a Pesach, you don't even need a Chacham for this. So lavash levana mutter. Reb Zera b'shem Reb Yochanan afhu ena tzarch she'ela l'chacham. It's like you explicitly hinged your nether on certain facts. So if those facts are not present, then it's mutter. Okay, let's hold it here. That is Samach. Hey, I'm an Aleph. We'll try to do some Chayam Abbas Tuesday night. Have a great day, everyone. Agon Chaydash. Kol Tov. Kol Tov. The recording
stopped. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.